This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Turkey hopes to enter the Saudi consul's residence in Istanbul on Wednesday in connection with the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. That's according to Turkey's Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu after meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Pompeo was on a brief visit to Turkey after having met with the Saudi king, crown prince, and foreign minister in Riyadh on Tuesday. Pompeo told reporters he stressed the need for a complete investigation and received assurances such a probe would take place.
They made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing that may be found accountable for that, whether they are a senior officer or official. They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determine as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
Khashoggi, a critic of the Saudi monarchy who wrote for the Washington Post, was last seen October 2nd entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. A special United Nations panel that accused Myanmar's military of carrying out numerous atrocities against the Rohingya Muslims last year will brief the UN Security Council on their findings. 9 of the 15 members of the UN Security Council asked for a meeting later this month with the head of the panel. In a scathing report released in August, the mission found Myanmar's military acted with genocidal intent against the Rohingyas when it launched a military offensive in northern Rakhine State in response to a series of attacks by Rohingya militants. A rocket fired by Palestinian militants hit a house in the largest city in southern Israel on Wednesday. That's according to Israel's military. The rocket attack, prompting Israeli airstrikes that medics said killed at least one person in the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May goes before European Union leaders Wednesday as the two sides face stalled talks in the negotiations over Britain's exit from the bloc. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is urging her counterparts to give ground on Brexit plans, while Brussels hopes she brings concrete proposals to break deadlocks. This is being billed as a moment of truth Brexit summit, but which holds little promise for a breakthrough. One hard nut to crack, disagreements over Ireland. EU Council President Donald Tusk says creative thinking is required to avoid a hard border between EU member Ireland and Northern Ireland in Britain. Charles de Ledesma, London.
After May addresses the group, the other 27 leaders will have dinner on their own to discuss the Brexit negotiations. A candidate in Afghanistan's upcoming parliamentary election was killed Wednesday in a bombing attack on his campaign office. That's according to province officials. A Helmand governor spokesman said Javar Karaman was killed in his campaign office in Lashkargah city in an explosion that also wounded several others. A doctor in the emergency hospital of Helmand said 2 people had died and 6 were wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the explosion. At least 2 militants were killed in a gun battle with government forces in the disputed region of Indian Kashmir Wednesday. A policeman was also killed in the battle that took place in a neighborhood in the main city of Srinagar. Kashmir has been engulfed in an uprising since 1989 against Indian rule, with insurgents demanding full rule by Pakistan, which administers part of Kashmir, or outright independence. Canada became the largest country with a legal national marijuana marketplace as sales began early Wednesday in Newfoundland. Canada has had legal medical marijuana since 2001, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government has spent 2 years working toward expanding that to include recreational marijuana. Customer Jackson McLean told CTV being able to legally buy marijuana makes this an historic time for Canada.
This is like the end of prohibition for alcohol, pretty much for cannabis, right? So it's just something that you want to be able to tell your kids that you were there for this moment, because it's going to be in history books.
A federal official told the Associated Press that Canada will pardon all those with convictions for possessing up to 30 grams of marijuana, the now legal threshold. A formal announcement was planned for later on Wednesday, and the Kremlin says the blast at a college in Crimea killed at least 10 people and it could have been a terror attack. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.